We welcome into the studio Dave Spadaro, joined by Eagles wide receiver, kick returner Demaryius Johnson, second-year man. And when I watch practice, you stand out to me. And I wonder how you feel year two, Demaryius. A year ago, you're trying to figure out what the NFL is all about. Is there really that big a difference between year one and year two?
Definitely. I think it's the speed, most of all, but second to that is mentally. I mean, you have to have speed to play in the NFL because everybody's the same speed. It's not running away from guys like you did in college. You got to be mentally prepared, and I think this year I'm more mentally prepared than I was last year.
What was it did it go by really quickly when you look back at it? Was it a blur the rookie year?
It definitely went by real quick, but I learned a lot of things last year just taking from guys like Jason Avant, Deshaun Jackson, even guys like LeSean McCoy, just different guys, just take things from their game to put it in my game just to be a better football player.
Like what?
Just after the catch, running my routes, being disciplined in running my routes, just being a smart football player on the field, just knowing how to read the defense and just knowing how to practice and be a professional.
Is it intimidating? I mean, by the time this return came about, I guess you'd caught up to the speed of the game, right? It wasn't. But is it intimidating when you start, especially for you, because you hadn't played the year before, to that speed? It must be so blinding early on.
It wasn't intimidating, but I just was real nervous at first just going into preseason thinking, man, maybe my first touch in the NFL may be a punt return because I was starting as a punt return. I was just hoping we get on the offense first, that I get in, get a few touches, just get a few plays. But once I got in and got rolling, everything just seemed to slow down for me, and the guys around me just helped me, and it just transitioned really, really well for me.
I've written this many times that, last year, what I noticed about you, you get open, you make plays. And there were times when you would lose your feet. And I wonder, what was that? Were you just moving too fast for your body?
Just moving too fast, just a little antsy, just trying to make plays. But, I mean, my coach said you can't be a receiver unless you catch the ball. So that's one thing I did was catch the ball. I got kind of excited at times and fell down. But I've been working on that, working on my balance, just things like that.
It would seem that the way Chip Kelly wants his players would fit you perfectly. Versatile, play in space. A playmaker. I mean, this is Demaryius Johnson.
Yeah, that's one thing I pride myself on, just being a versatile player. I don't want to be known as a guy that just can go out and run routes, a guy that just can run the ball. I want to be a guy that can do both of those things and also block in the run game and do things on special team. Whatever my team asks of me, I want to be prepared where I can go out and just do that.
What did you do in the offseason? What did you do in your downtime? How did you get your body back?
Oh, man, I chilled. I cooled out for a little while just talking to the older guys, just saying just take a couple weeks off, maybe take a month off. Then I went from Louisiana to Florida just to work out in that temperature and that heat. Guys that I worked out were going into my pro day, and I just got focused. I mean, I just went out there, worked hard, worked my butt off, just tried to remember what I did last year.
Did you sit there and say, okay, I can – not only play in the NFL, I can be really good in the NFL. Is that kind of perspective hit you in this offseason?
Yeah, that's one thing that crossed my mind. Just coming in last year, everything was fast, and I wasn't really playing my game. I wasn't really comfortable as much, but now I feel more comfortable just to have a year behind me. And now I can just go out and let loose without thinking on the field. Just go out and play, and that's when I'm at my best.
Describe the offense. We're all wondering, waiting, watching a little bit here and there. It's very exciting. Describe it.
It's a high-octane offense. At the same time, the play calls are real simple, but everything is going on. So guys have to be versatile, have to know the whole offense instead of one position. So if you get caught on the left side, maybe you just have to stay on that side. You just have to stay in your playbook and just – and Coach Kelly just gives us a good chance just to see guys that are good at certain things, and he teaches you other things to do, and he's just so smart where he just puts you in the right place all the time.
You see the method to all this, the hand signals and the moving around and the noise, and to many it looks like mayhem. You see the method in this, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. Right now we're just out calling plays. We're not even game planning, but at the same time you can see this play leads on to this play leads on to the next, and I think Coach Kelly's just going to put us in great position to just have the defense just thinking, oh, I don't know, what are they doing?
Demaryius, what did last year teach you? A tough year here, 4-12, after a 3-1 start. You're feeling great at the end of September, and then the season kind of falls apart. What kind of lesson was that for you?
Definitely don't get too high, don't get too low. At the beginning of the season, we started off 3-1. I was kind of high, just like, man, we were going to win 10, 15 games this year. Then we went on a drought. But at the same time, it just taught me just how to be a professional. Even though you go out, you execute during the week, sometimes things may not work out for you on Sundays. But you just have to stay humble, just stay playing hard, and just go out and give it everything you have.
How's your body changed since you came to the NFL?
It's changed. It's changed a lot. I think I got a little bigger. I mean,
I think you're a beast.
I think that's just developing from, you know, what I seen last year. I took a few hits last year. wasn't anything major, but I know I have to get my body bigger, especially if I want to play more and just be able to take more.
I mean, you're not gonna get up to 200 pounds.
No, never.
You're gonna play 170 and change, yeah. Right?
Yes, sir.
There is a place for the little man on the NFL field, that which is empowering, I think, to anybody who's ever put on any kind of athletic uniform. It's not the size, it's what's inside of you.
Yeah, definitely. It's not the size. I mean, just growing up, I used to as a chip on my shoulder, being small and guys underestimate. But now I just take it with confidence. As in, I know I'm a smaller guy, but at the same time, it doesn't matter what's off the field. When you get on the field, and just show what you can do, and I'm not scared of anybody. So
I think the measure of your success, honestly, DeMarcus, is that last year at this time, we were asking questions about why didn't you play your senior year in college? What about your son? Now it's just about, hey, how great can you be? I mean, that you showed something as a rookie. I mean, everybody's very impressed by that. So we're looking for the next step. So what's the next step?
The next step is just to get on the field, just to get more snaps, just being accountable, just for being out there. Guys just have trust in me, knowing if it's a third down where I can stay in the game or a late punt return, I can be back there. And I just want to have that confidence within my team. If they believe in me, that's all I need is. I know I believe in myself, and I just try to get those guys just to believe in me also.
You've had a month to work with the music out there. Is it just you're not even listening to it anymore, or does it actually give you a little bit of juice?
It gives you a little bit of juice, but at the time when the plays are going on, you don't even hear it anymore. I mean, you forget the music out there, then when you come for a break and you realize, oh, we do have music out here. But I think that's a good opportunity for us just to practice on sound and everything. We use signals, so it'll help us. We don't really need to hear it that much anyway.
Last one for you, the punt return, the return against the touchdown against the Cowboys. How long did you, or maybe you still are, hearing about it from people? People you patting you on the back, people you haven't heard from for a long, long time, getting back in touch with you. How much "quote unquote" fame did that provide to you?
I've heard a lot of weird stories on that. Just guys saying they were watching the game, they got up to go to the bathroom, came back, we scored a touchdown, they didn't know what happened, they seen the highlights. People that's home there, Cowboys fans, and they're telling me, oh, you can't do that to my Cowboys and all that. But for me, man, it just was a great play, and I just want to have more plays like this, and hopefully this year I can get more than one.
It was a great return. I mean, and it shows everything about you. You went back, you made the catch, which I'm sure Bobby April, had you not scored a touchdown, would have reminded you to not make that catch at the time. But you took a chance, you made the play, got in the open, showed your speed. And we haven't seen enough of those kind of returns here, so we want to see more in 2013.
Definitely.
DeMarcus, thank you, man.
Yep, thank you.
DeMarcus Johnson in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.